From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. The moose population in Voyageurs National Park appears to be holding relatively steady. An annual winter aerial survey estimates the moose population on the Cabotogama Peninsula at 40. Biologists say that's similar to estimates from 2009 to 2013 that ranged from 41 to 51. Researchers also found evidence of at least three other moose on the mainland in southern Voyageurs. Fewer calves were seen than in previous three surveys, but only one of the 14 radio-collared adult moose in the park had died since last winter's survey. The overall mortality of adult moose in Voyageurs has been around 10% since monitoring began in 2010. That's lower than the adult mortality rate of about 20% in northeastern Minnesota's declining moose population, which is counted in a separate survey. A study released Tuesday of this week confirmed a widely acknowledged need for more new housing in the city of Duluth. In the next 6 years, the city will need to add an estimated 4,470 new housing units to meet the needs of a growing workforce, that according to Maxfield Research Incorporated, the author of the local study. That amounts to the construction of 745 new units per year. Achieving those kinds of numbers will be a tall order, said Shelley Eliason, executive director of the Arrowhead Builders Association. He said, "We've seen nowhere close to that kind of activity." In fact, Duluth would need to experience more than a sevenfold increase in residential construction to hit such a mark. During the past year, the city issued building permits for just 103 new housing units, including 39 single-family homes, two duplexes, and two multi-unit developments that together will provide shelter for 60 tenants. The St. Louis County Board on Tuesday gave preliminary approval to erecting new road signs with both Anishinaabe and English words identifying some lakes. The bilingual signs will go up along county roads at two lakes within the Fond du Lac Reservation, but also in St. Louis County. Officials of the Fond du Lac Band of Lake Superior Chippewa asked for the bilingual signs, and the band will cover their cost. These would be the standard white-on-green highway signs for lake names, but would have both English and Ojibwe language on them, said Jim Foldacy, the county's public works director. Carlton County already has passed a similar ordinance. Those signs went up last year on several lakes in that county. The Lake Superior School District will have a 4-day school week for one more year. The Lake County Chronicle newspaper reports that the Minnesota Department of Education has granted the district one more year of 4-day weeks with a caveat there to transition back to a 5-day week for the 2015-16 school year. In 2010, LSSD transitioned to a 4-day week as a cost-saving measure. The district initially hoped to save $250,000 per year with the 4-day week. They ended up saving about $225,000 annually. Minnesota Department of Education Commissioner Brenda Caselius and Governor Mark Dayton have both said they prefer 5-day weeks. The Minnesota Department of Transportation has rescheduled maintenance work on the Blatnik Bridge that was to take place this week after the work caused significant traffic impacts on the bridge and at the east approach. "We have scheduled the work on the Blatnik Bridge this week as part of our summer bridge maintenance plan," said District Engineer Dwayne Hill. "We had to close one lane on the bridge to ensure a safe work area. We discovered that reducing the traffic lanes on Blatnik caused a significant traffic backup. We stopped our work and will reschedule it." He said the Wisconsin Department of Transportation is doing a major rehab project on the Bong Bridge. The westbound lanes were closed to traffic on Monday of this week and will be closed until the 1st of November of this year. Next year, the eastbound lanes will close. "The maintenance work is key to keeping the bridge in good working condition," Hill added. "We will find a time to do the work when traffic is not as heavy." There's money in the waste rock piles and tailings basins that litter northern Minnesota's Iron Range. The Magnetation Company is leading a resurgence in mining on the western end of the range between Grand Rapids and Hibbing. Magnetation is building its fourth plant near Grand Rapids. When the plant opens in January, it will tap two nearby tailings basins that U.S. Steel left behind back in the 1980s and use a magnetic separation process to extract the remaining iron from the waste. Magnetation is part of a growing trend to recover iron and other minerals from old copper, zinc, and iron mining sites to take advantage of rising metal prices. Magnetation says there's enough waste material and leftover ore to supply it for a century. You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.